Nehemiah chapter 13. On that day they read in the book of Moses in the hearing of the people, and there was found written in it, that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever. Because they did not meet the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. However, our God turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. And before this, Eliashib the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house temple of our God, was allied to Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where before they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, door, gatekeepers, and the offerings of the priests. But in all this time I was not at Jerusalem. Because in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes king of Babylon, 3635 AH, 407 BC, I came to the king, and after certain days I obtained leave of the king. And I came to Jerusalem, and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah, in preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house temple of God. And it grieved me greatly. Therefore I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. Then I commanded, and they cleansed the chambers, and there I brought again the vessels of the house temple of God, with the meat offering and the frankincense. And I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, because the Levites and the singers, who did the work, had fled everyone to his own field. Then I contended with the rulers, and said, why is the house temple of God forsaken? And I gathered them together, and set them in their place. Then all Judah brought the tithe 10% of the corn and the new wine and the oil to the treasuries. And I made treasurers over the treasuries, Shelemiah the priest, and Zadok the scribe, and of the Levites, Pedaiah. And next to them was Hanan the son of Zaccur, the son of Mattaniah, because they were counted faithful, and their office was to distribute to their brothers. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and do not wipe out my good deeds that I have done for the house, temple, of my God, and for its offices. In those days I saw in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath, Saturday, and bringing in sheaves, and loading donkeys. As also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, Saturday. And I testified against them in the day in which they sold food. There lived men of Tyre also in there, who brought fish, and all manner of goods, and sold on the Sabbath to the children of Judah, and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said to them, what evil thing is this that you do, and profane the Sabbath day, Saturday? Did not your fathers do this, and did not our God bring all this evil upon us, and upon this city? Yet you bring more anger upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath, Saturday. And it came to pass, that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, Saturday, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened until after the Sabbath, Saturday. And some of my servants I set at the gates, that there should be no burden brought in on the Sabbath day, Saturday. So the merchants and sellers of all kind of goods lodged outside of Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them, and said to them, why do you lodge around the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth they did not come on the Sabbath, Saturday. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates, to sanctify the Sabbath day, Saturday. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of your mercy. In those days also I saw Jews who had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab. And their children spoke half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and struck certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, you shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters to your sons, or for yourselves. Did not Solomon king of Israel sin by these things? Yet among many nations there was no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, outlandish women even caused him to sin. Shall we then listen to you to do all this great evil, to sin against our God in marrying strange, unbelieving wives? And one of the sons of Joiada, the son of Eliashib the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite. Therefore I chased him from me. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood, and the covenant of the priesthood, and of the Levites. So I cleansed them from all strangers, and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, everyone in his business. And for the wood offering, at times appointed, and for the first fruits. Remember me, O my God, for good.